He was lost and is found. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Dear faithful, if you have read the mystical City of God, you know that Our Lady's life was not only the great moments of joy of the Incarnation, Visitation, finding at the temple, and those glorious and joyful times in her life. It was also a time of constant suffering. Already at her birth, the forces of the devil were attacking her. When she was in the temple, other girls were sometimes very nasty and mean to her. And when she grew up, persecutions against her grew up all the way until her glorious assumption in heaven. When today, on First Saturday, we think about how Our Lady's Immaculate Heart went through great suffering and aching, just like her Son's Sacred Heart, all because of the sins of the world. The Gospel of today presents us a father who lost his son. The son turned out loving more the world and its pleasure than the safe haven of his home. He asked his inheritance from the father so he could waste it, so that he could enjoy life instead of serving and honoring the parents whom he owed all that money and property he now wanted to spend into bad things. But every time and every all the hours, days and months when the wicked son was gone, the good father always thought and remembered him. Every day he looked into distance, wondering and expecting if today would be the day when his dear lost son would finally come home and he would humble himself and ask to be his son again. And one day, after all the heartaches, after all the anxieties, after all the troubles, the son finally came home. The lost son, the dead son, he was alive again. And father was so pleased and so joyful and so happy that thought nothing about revenge or punishment or even few harsh words for his son's rebellion. Instead, he arranged a big and great feast so that everybody could see how happy and joyful he was that this his son who was dead had come alive again. And these kind of heartaches and anxieties Blessed Virgin Mary had to go through all the time when she was here on earth. But one of the most hardest trials was when Our Lady also lost her dear son. She, of course, could never imagine that she would lose her son to sin. That much she knew, that this child was the child of God's promise. But since she did not comprehend yet all the great plans which the Heavenly Father had went through, when she and Saint Joseph in one of the mysteries lost Jesus, she felt anxiety, she felt worry and trouble beyond anything which words could describe. And when Our Lady finally found her dear son Jesus, who was teaching God's word in the temple, she offered her words which might even sound reproachful. "Son, why hast thou done so to us?" So great was her anxiety that she wanted to know in an instant why was this thing going on and why she had to feel this way in her immaculate heart. That was an expression of maternal anxiety and care. A mother's right gives her a privilege of doing something which in normal circumstances she would not do. She asks explanation from God himself. And our Lord's answer is full of grace and charm, saying that, did you not know that I must be about my Father's business? Our Lord was truly the greatest and most exemplary model to a child who never thinks of abandoning his father to the pleasures of the world, but all the time, everywhere, doing his Father's business. And Saint Joseph and Mary now knew that our Lord truly had a mission from God, and now they understood that it was to begin just at this time. And they also understood, at least in an obscure manner, the great grief and pain it would one day end up to. The glorious, the joyful mysteries would be followed by the sorrowful mysteries, but also would end up into glorious mysteries. All the joys, all the sorrows which a normal mother goes through in her life, all those did Mary face in a much greater degree. Of course, a ever greatest and unimaginable joys, but also the fiercest and most unimaginable sorrows. Dear faithful, on this first Friday, let us be grateful to our Heavenly Father, who has given us such a great inheritance of heaven. Let us be grateful to our Mother, Blessed Virgin Mary, who so often and during our lives has taken care of us. If we have ever committed sins, she, like a good mother, has been asking, why hast thou done this to me? And whenever we are ready to humble ourselves, like the good son of the gospel, she has been a true mother for us, always begging and pleading that our Heavenly Father would be like the Father of the Gospel, who does not remember our wicked deeds, but confesses us as a child who was dead, but who now lives again. Let us never abandon Mary and her heart, because if we keep our heart pure, Our Lady's Immaculate Heart grants us so many graces, and that's the best sermon we can give to others in the world as well, the great love and care of our Heavenly Mother Mary, who grants us so many graces and also the gift of repentance from our great and forgiving and loving Heavenly Father. May God bless you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.